letter with events in mind continue these Thanksgiving services with hymn number 673. 673, June 560. When Jesus' gracious hand has touched our eyes and ears, oh, what a dreary land the wilderness appears. No healing balm springs from its dust, no cooling stream to quench the thirst. Lord, enter in my breast, and with me sup and stay, nor prove a hasty guest who tarries but a day. Upon my bosom fix thy throne, and pull each fancy idle down. 600.
chapter 2 and part of chapter 3. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Chapter 3 commences at verse 7. Chapter 3 commences at verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I counted all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Most merciful and gracious Lord God, with humble gratitude in our hearts, we seek grace to draw near unto thy throne on this day of thanksgiving and of praise, as we acknowledge thy great goodness to our dear friends here in the provision of this sanctuary. And we would seek, therefore, by him, that you, Lord Jesus, how to offer the sacrifice of praise continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. For Lord, we walk now, give thanks in acknowledging all that thou hast done for thy people here in this provision. But Lord, most of all, we poor sinners would thank thee for the gospel, for the good news of salvation. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We would give thanks to thee, O Lord, for that covenant of grace, ordered in all things and sure. Thank thee for those eternal thoughts of love and mercy. Bless thee, O Lord, for the plan of salvation. Thank thee for that work, dear Jesus, that thou didst come and for thy death, the shedding of thy blood, for that satisfaction of justice, and for those streams of mercy, for that pardon and cleansing in the fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, what shall we render unto the Lord? How can we praise and bless thee, Lord, for such love, stupendous love, wondrous love? How can we thank thee for all that thou hast done? For thou hast done all things for thy children. Thou art able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And so, Lord, we will now bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We would break forth into joy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that we may show forth the praises of him that hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so, Lord, we pray that we may by thy grace yield ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We pray the grace to serve thee, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. We pray the grace to deny self, take up the cross, and to follow thee. We pray that thou wilt be made more precious to us, that we may love thee more dearly, and serve thee more acceptably, walk more closely with thee, be more like Jesus. Lord, we come so sadly short. Oh, put thy gracious hands on me, and make me all I ought to be. And we do pray for all the visits of thy love. We do pray for those tokens for good. We do seek the kisses of thy mouth. Lord, draw me, and we will run after thee. And we plead now for the precious promise. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Oh, grant it this day, and in the days yet to come, as long as this sanctuary stands, thy truth is proclaimed. May it be to the blessing of those that gather, to the honor and glory of thy great and holy name, and may there be rejoicing among angels in heaven over sinners repenting. And Lord, we do pray that thy work may be manifested within these walls, Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity, all for that growth in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt mercifully appear. Thy promise declares that thou wilt bless all who fear thee, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you yet more and more, you and your children, all for this life, that we might have it, and that life more abundantly, all that we may go from strength to strength, all that we may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Lord, increase our faith. Lead us, we pray thee, into gospel blessings. Thy servant declared of old, and we pray for thy people here. Now the Lord direct you into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. We do pray, dear Lord, that there may be entering more deeply into that river of thy love, not only for the ankles, not only for the knees, not only for the loins, but a river to swim in, that we with all saints may be able to comprehend what is the length and breadth and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, and to be filled with all the fullness of God. And we pray, Lord, to bring forth fruit, more fruit, much fruit to thy praise. We pray that we may do all things without murmurings and disputings, that we may be harmless and blameless, the sons of God, and without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among poor, ye shinest lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. Do grant, Lord, thy church to shine in this dark and evil day, a witness of the truth, and cause thy children to walk closely with thee, and that it may be sad that they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Grant the Spirit of Jesus upon us and within us. Help us to love one another. Help us to be humble and clothed with humility. Help us to walk worthy of his kingdom and glory. Help us, O Lord, to put thee first, to honor thee in all things, to love our Lord and Master, to keep his commandments. All grant it, Lord, we pray thee. Grant submission to thy will, patience in tribulation, spirituality of our minds. Lord, we're so earthbound, so worldly, so selfish, so anxious often, but Lord, we pray that do help us to lift up our eyes on high and prove that our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Grant us wisdom and understanding in all our concerns, that we may be as wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Do, O Lord, break our hard hearts, melt us in repentance and confession of our sin. Help us to seek afresh the precious blood that plead the name above every name, and apply that blood. Reveal thyself, bring pardon and peace, prepare us for eternity. Leave not my soul destitute, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And Lord, that it may be well with us in life, and well when called to die, that when we draw near unto those last mortal breath, we may say in peace, let me resign thy breath and thy salvation see. Thy sins deserve eternal death, but Jesus died for thee. We pray once more thy blessing upon thy dear people here, this cause of truth, and thy our dear friend, the deacon, and those who labour with him, and pray, Lord, thy blessing upon the little flock, this corner of the vineyard, make it fruitful. May there be showers of blessing, drops of heavenly dew, and Lord, do visit thy plantation with that rain from heaven. Do grant a godly increase, and in gathering we humbly pray, and bless the labours of thy servants. Do bless all who have now gathered, every cause of truth here represented, all thy dear servants now present. Do bless them and continue to make them a blessing. May they be anointed with fresh oil. May their bow abide in strength. May they, O Lord, be enabled thus by grace to continue to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season. Bless the dear children. We pray for them. We have a strong affection and concern over them, and pray that thou, O Holy Spirit, will instruct them, implant thy fear, keep them from evil, preserve them from the world that lieth in wickedness, preserve them, O Lord, from all and that would turn them from thee and thy truth. O do work in their young hearts, and manifest thyself to them, and that they may grow up to know thee, to love thee, and to serve thee. We pray then, O Lord, that thou wilt crown this day with thy presence, thy grace, thy glory. We pray that we may be blessed this day, faith confirmed, and Lord, that we may go on our way renewed, revived, confirmed, encouraged, and strengthened. And at the close of the day, grant journeying mercies, preservation from danger seen and unseen. So hear our prayer, and do, O Lord, pardon all we ask of this, and may the words of my mouth, meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength, our Redeemer, we ask all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 610. 610, June 681.
Thank you.
friends have long journeys to undertake. Some may have a train to catch. I will conclude the sermon point by 7:20, if able, so that the service shall be concluded well by 7:30. I name this that it might relieve any anxious mind concerning the time. And my heartfelt prayer before is at the close of this day, journeying mercies may be granted, and the blessing of the Lord to rest upon you all. In dependence upon the Lord that all needed help, I will once more venture to draw your prayerful attention to John chapter 12, a reading apart of verse 21. John chapter 12, verse 21, the last clause. Sir, we would see Jesus. It will be needful for me to just briefly set out the thoughts expressed this afternoon, and then to proceed with our meditation upon this scripture. We first of all acknowledge the goodness of Almighty God in the provision for our dear friends here of this sanctuary. We say how that we, in coming here today, have come, and rightly so, to see this sanctuary, this literal building, giving thanks to God for its provision, the help given to our dear friends in their many concerns and anxiety. We also acknowledge the kindness of the Baptist Church nearby in the interim in providing our friends here with a place so that their worship could continue. We then have come, we have then seen this literal sanctuary. We have also met one another, seen many of our dear friends, those that we love in the gospel. And this again is wrong, and this is good. And that communion of saints and that blessed fellowship that is something to be highly esteemed, and to pray, let brotherly love continue. And then we consider this, good as it is to see the sanctuary literal, good as it is to meet our dear friends in the Lord, but how the day and the occasion will fall sadly and solemnly short if it is confined only to those two purposes. I am assured that the words of our text give expression to the desires of the godly now gathered. As one has sweetly said it, what is the house for me unless the Master I can see? And so we would see Jesus. And then just one more thought as we leave the afternoon to the evening. We examine the context here, these certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. speaking of these Greeks as Gentiles, naming them as strangers, and yet coming with this desire, being reminded of that blessed word in the prayer of Solomon and the dedication of the temple of old, moreover, concerning the stranger, his prayer that the Lord would hear, answer, do all that the stranger sought him for, hearing and forgiving and undertaking for the stranger. And I name this how that there may be those who feel to be afar off, not having the mark of the people of God, and yet drawn to the sanctuary, drawn in hope, in desire, in prayer, in hungerings, in thirstings to Jesus Christ. And they came up to worship at the feast. And we spoke of the solemnity, blessedness of spiritual worship, that which is God glorifying and self-renouncing, Christ admiring. And the feast, we spoke of the blessings and of the provision of the gospel, the rich blessings of God's grace, and of the provision that is so full and that is so free, even as the word of God declares, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. By the God. As it come, my dear friend, I feel that ever poor, coming, venturing, longing, hungry, thirsty souls after Jesus Christ, then no barrier unto this table. It is hope, everyone that thirsts, and the Spirit and the Bride say come, let him that hear it say come, and let him that is a thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take from the water of life freely. So it was to the things. And they had this one desire. It could not be satisfied unless they saw Jesus. Like the beloved in the Song of Solomon, her burning desire was to see her beloved, to hear his voice. Draw me, and we will run after thee. And if you kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, then tell me, O thou, of whom thou my soul loveth. And as the psalmist say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And that's a very beautiful word. I understand it's this. And keep saying it, Lord. Say again and again to my soul. This desire then, send to thee a precious Christ. And then, having an closing thought, was how that and the Lord and so does use his people as they may hear, observe the work of grace in the sinner's heart, some evidence of spiritual life, some evidence of spiritual desire, that one may tell another, a minister to a minister, deacon to a deacon, husband to wife, member to member, and so that there's a praying together and a going as we have here to tell Jesus and to pray for the blessing of the Lord to rest upon all who must seek him according as he has promised. For he has said, they that seek me early shall find me. I love them that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me. But now, I seek to come and do this clause of the text. We would see Jesus. And we have to prove living tongues are none of best. We must die to speak of Christ. But pray that we may be held to lift up our dear Saviour upon the gospel pole, and that although our words are feeble, and how can we speak of the fullness and the preciousness and the wondrousness and of the love of this precious Redeemer, this dear friend of sinners, the altogether lovely one, the chiefest among 10,000, whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. But when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in an over, sweeter song, our sin is bound to say, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus in the eternity pearls, the eternal Son of God, the Ancient of Days. And in on this part of our meditation, I shall not use my own words. I shall read a verse or two from the Scripture, so sublime, so wonderful, so glorious, so far better than the words that can be ever uttered by a mortal man. And this is the declaration of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in eternity past, and the eternity of wisdom. And we read that, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought on. When there were no mountains, abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought on. While as yet, He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the deck, when He established the clouds above, when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He gave to the sea His decree that the water should not pass His commandment, when He appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by Him, as one brought up with Him. I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in the visible heart of His earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. What greater, more sublime words can we find to destroy the eternity of the Son of God? But this is the wonder that He, and He says here, I was daily His delight. That is, beloved Son of the Father. The Father who said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, the Son of His love, that He, so holy, so pure, so eternal, so glorious, that He should say, my delights were with the sons of men before ever the world was. Oh, I say, here's a death that can never be found. Oh, friend, the psalmist prayed for God and said, how precious also are my thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of eternal thoughts of love and mercy. Oh, we would see Jesus. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my door. Sir, we would see Jesus. And this meditation is this. We would see Jesus in the Word of God, revealed particularly comes in the Old Testament. Jesus in all the scriptures. There, my friend of the Paul, there as God spake solemn words to Adam and Eve, yet was the promise of one that should bruise the serpent's head. There in the clothing provided by God for Adam and Eve in the slaying of the beast was set forth Jesus Christ in his death and that provision of the robe of righteousness to cover all his dear children. We would see Jesus as we prayerfully read the word of God. We would see Jesus as Isaac stands by the altar, the hand voice of God from heaven now have undone the bands, the knife, as far as Isaac is concerned, is put away, is not dead, is life. He stands by the altar and he sees the ram offered instead of himself. We will see Jesus, Jesus instead of me. As we've tried to speak to any of people thus yesterday of the precious blood of Christ and the Passover lamb, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. My dear friend, invaluable, precious blood of the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We would see Jesus, see this provision. My son, says Abraham, my faith, God will provide himself a lamb. And John Baptist declared, behold the Lamb of God. Look at the servant of Israelite. Look at the murmuring one, the rebellious one, and look, brethren, and don't lose sight of it. I say in love to your never dying soul that there were many that died in that wilderness. They died, they perished in their sin. But God in mercy spake, make me a servant of brass, set it high upon the pole. You mark, you see, and it's God's way. God's provision, just as a lamb, take a lamb. And it was sweet to my soul, just going back to that for a moment. It was that they were to take a lamb, and then you'll find it's the lamb, and then you'll see it's your lamb. As it were, then they would have all their lambs, and then from that lamb, one without blemish of the first year, they take a lamb. Now that a lamb would be to them the lamb. The lamb that was to be put to death. And the lamb was your lamb. Oh, friend, is Jesus thine? Did he die to put away my sin? We would see Jesus. See him in a sermon set high upon the pole. And whosoever looked, lived. There was one only, made like the servant, Jesus Christ. And made to be sin, without sin, no venom in the serpent of the brass, no sin in the Saviour, but set high, brass signifying suffering, and also set high that those that were the farthest off in the camp, and the nearest amount of death, however weak and feeble the look was, whosoever looked, then we would see Jesus. Oh, my friends, one of our hymns, and I must use it to try and condense our thoughts tonight, sums it up so beautifully, so attractively, and in words like this. Thine's a loss, a lost condition. Works cannot work thee remission, nor thy goodness do thee good. Death's within thee, all about thee. You feel it, sir? Hear this word, but the remedies without thee. See it in thy Saviour's love. See. Text you see, we would see Jesus. See the Lord of glory dying. See him gasping. Hear him crying. See his burdened bosom heave. Look, ye sinners, ye that hung him. Look how deep your sins are sunk in. Dying sinners, look and live. Christ, in all the scriptures we would see Jesus. Go up into Jericho, and there, my friend, a city doomed to destruction, a woman that had been a harlot, and living in sin, one, a trophy of God's grace, one, I say now, turned to the Lord, one who sought refuge in the God of Israel, by faith that her that prayed and perished not, with them that believe not, because she received the spies to be, and see the line of the scarlet thread, token, life for death. Friend, there's no other salvation, neither is there salvation in any other, and none of the name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. We would see Jesus, and we go through the Psalms, and you hear the cry of the psalmist, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We would see Jesus, and I thought of this word, friend, of the King of Glory, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Eternal Son of God, of whom we've been speaking upon, the Creator of the ends of the earth, who made it not, neither did weary. And what the Scripture saith him, I am a word, and no one. Do you understand? We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. And that fountain over the Zechariah speaks on. And who hath believed and reported that Isaiah speaks on? And so my brother Jeremiah says, is it nothing to you, all ye who pass by? I know primarily that is the Zion, but I believe also it speaks of the sufferings of God. But I must paint some. We would see Jesus. We've spoken of him, and then in heaven, in his eternity. We've spoken of him in the scripture, in the prophecy, time and shadow, word and promise. But now, my friend, and lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, and that lo, I come to do thy work, will over a body hast thou prepared for me. A body of what? Is it come to this earth? It is that laying down his life. It is that his blood shall be shed. It is that justice shall be satisfied. It is that heaven shall be opened. It is that the sinner shall be pardoned. Oh, the wondrousness of it. And so, my friends, we read of the Lord Jesus. Well, we read of his birth at Bethlehem, and so it was. Little words over a man, according to the eternal purposes of God in salvation of his people, and so it was. But there she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, and there was no room for them in the inn, nor in my heart, nor yours, but by the grace of God. I say, think on this, as I, my mind was directed also even for this, how that as the shepherds were keeping watch over their flock and I. Hail that the angel said, fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. And then this was touched my poor heart in meditation between services. And the whole, as it seemed, the whole of heaven, the angelic host, broke forth into a praise that is unspeakable in its despite. And said, the Lord God in the heights and on earth, sins, faith, peace, good will toward Jesus has come. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and has hope for them. And I believe, my friend, it's a fine day. It's a breakfast gospel. And I love to link this to that. The vilest sinner. Out of hell. And it's a wonder we're actually. That lives to feel his need. Is welcome at the throne of praise. The Saviour's love for me. Glory of God. In the fire. So wonderful. Astonished our guests. To see the manger. The ancient. We will see Jesus. How great is the love which Jesus has shown. He came from the bundle of heaven's bright throne. He came to deliver all who do and shame them forever. Lord, we will see Jesus. And oh, poor sinner, that heart, burdened sinner, labouring, struggling, groaning, hoping, venturing, so leprous, so unworthy, we would see Jesus, this Saviour Jesus that receives sinners. And the man so full of leprosy came to Jesus as he was. And besought, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. Look, dear soul, you who try so hard to get better, and you've got worse, and there's nothing left, nothing yet. There's Jesus. Venture to him, poor creature, poor, burdened, defiled, hell-deserving, perishing sinner, who feels your need of Christ, venture to him. Is this Jesus? There's none other. None other. If I may but touch him, if I may but just reach him, it's in him. It's not my touch. It's not my power. It's not my faith as such or say. It's what's in Christ. It's what Christ has done. But my faith, my and the faith, lay hold. And when I say my faith, God-given faith, lay hold of a precious Christ and receive that rich virtue, even the blessings of power and of peace. We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. And so, my friend, we would see him in his life, being and led of a spirit in the wilderness and tempted with a wild beast. We would see him in his poverty, take a hook and cast it into the sea, and there'll be enough there, Peter, for me and thee. The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus in his humility, taking a towel and girding himself and washing the disciples' feet, leaving us an example. Oh, that we should follow in his steps. We would see Jesus. We would see him in his love. He must needs go through Samaria, being weary with his journey, because there's a vessel of mercy, a woman that you and I in the hands would have shunned. We would have spoken to her. But this is the gospel. It reaches out, my friend, to the lost and the perishing, and had you a stone to throw at the woman that was at the well, who had, I mean, was it five husbands, and he that is with me now is not my husband. You say, I've never been caught in that sin. My friend, what about the sin of adultery, the look of the eye, and all the evils of the heart? And you say, my friend, we're guiltless. I say, the more we're convinced of sin, we shall know ourselves as poor sinners, of whom I am chief, but my Jesus has loved me. He died for me. His blood was shed for me. That hand was open for me. Oh, but what a fine sinner I am. But what a precious Jesus he is. What a friend, what a saviour, what a redeemer. Oh, how precious is Jesus to my soul. We will see Jesus. We will see him as he goes forth to the cross. As he goes to finish the work that the Father gave him to do. We will see him, my friend, in the other room and hear the words that drop from his sinless lips of heaven that he's gone to prepare. And his promise that I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And his promise, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And that promise he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We would see Jesus as he prays for his Father. Are you in that prayer? Are you in that prayer? You'll be in heaven. You see, friend, did pray for all. I say that song. I pray for them, I pray not for the one. Where do you stand? Are you one of those in that prayer? Embraced in that prayer? We would see Jesus. The garden that is called Gethsemane. No human hand has smitten the Saviour as yet. Not in this body. But what is it that brings this sweat, as it were, three drops of blood? The agony of his soul.
being in an act, in praying for others, all the wonder of God, the love of his heart, the submission to his Father's will, the willingness to go to the cross, knowing all that was before him, the sufferings that would be so intense, the cup that would be so bitter, and yet the victory. Here is no more can leave. Deeds of righteousness I have none, though not one good work for thee, nor the glimpse of hope for me, of the innocent. We will see Jesus. Friend, are you persecuted by the world? Are you falsely accused? Are you alone in your friends that forsaken you? We will see Jesus as he stands before one another. I have you never been dealt with by the world like Jesus was. I sometimes thought of him. And by the hand of a religious man, he was smitten and set at naught, and the whole band of soldiers was gathered together, and no mercy, mockery, cruelty, the crown of thorns, the scepter, and that is the reed in his hand like a scepter, the garment clothed, and the spitting, the scourging, the smiting, and my friend the way to the cross. And yet someone had to carry that cross after Jesus. And if you're blessed with the blessings of salvation and a true disciple and a Christian, you'll know what it is to come after Jesus. But my friend, I must hasten because of the time. We will see Jesus. And faith longs, looks to Jesus in that finished work, in his sufferings on the cross. As they nailed the Savior to the cross, he cried, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. It's ever so beautiful. It's ever so wonderful to view that, to hear those wonderful words of Jesus. But my soul, can you say that? Do you say it? What says the Scripture? Be ye kind one to another. Tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We would see Jesus. We would see his love in the midst of his sufferings, in the trophy of grace, in the dying feet. This man of sorrows, this one crowned with thorns, this one that hangs on the cross, this one that suffers, this one, the Holy One, that is numbered with the transgressors, this one received as sinners, this one that said on earth, I am in no wise cast out. And my friends, he says to him, this one, verily, I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. We would see Jesus. But we would see him in the midst of the darkest sufferings of all. The 3 hours of darkness that veiled the earth. And the cry at the end, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? My friend, there I knew was the intensity. There's a name of my people priest. There was the sword. There was the fulfillment of that scripture. Awake, O sword. God's sword. The sword of justice. The sword that was striving. The sword that was exact the payment for sin. The sword that was flaming and would turn every way to bar the way to the tree of life. And smite the shepherd. Against my shepherd, the man that is my fellow. Smite the shepherd. The sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the We will see Jesus. We will see Jesus. As he cried triumphantly, it is finished. The work is done. Salvation is in it. My faith is on it. Hangs on it. Lives on it. Will die on it. And I believe go to heaven on it. I know no other stand. No, not even in Emmanuel's land. Even where glory, glory dwelleth. In Emmanuel's land. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground. Is sinking. That's it, brother. We would see Jesus. I must be very brief in conclusion. We would see Jesus, the risen Christ. We see the empty tomb, because it tells us this. It's the pledge, it's the assurance, and I say with reverence, it's the receipt of the Church of God that all that Christ accomplished is a finished work. Salvation is in it. delivered for our offences, raised and paid for our justification. And it's the place that the Lord of glory is in glory, it's the place that the head of the church is there, the body of being with him, the captain of our salvation, and all his followers, and the sheep, and shepherd and all his sheep. The first fruit of the harvest, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus in his love, as though the weeping woman by the graveside. She can't live without him. He has filled her life, her affections, and she's weeping but to her Jesus goes and calls her by the name, reminding us of the scripture of old, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I call thee by thy name, thou art mine. We would see, and I love to think, my friend, of the visits of Jesus on the Emmaus Road and to Peter who denied him. And there were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. We would see Jesus. We see by faith the Lamb in the midst of the throne as it had been slain. We come to the throne because Jesus is there. We pray because we see that our prayers will be accepted in his name through his precious blood. We would see Jesus, since my Saviour stands between in garlands dyed in blood, is he instead of me as seen when I approach it. And as you have a glimpse of the dear Lord Jesus and a sense of his love toward you and the sweet pardon and peace in your soul, my friend, you'll be like the Mary here that will take the pound of ointment and you'll anoint his feet and you'll get right down spiritually. And I say, if you're poured out unto him and your life, I say, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which shall be the servants. What glad return can I impart the favour so divine? Lord, take my all, this work, this heart, and make it holy thine. We would see Jesus. Lastly, we would see him as he's promised to come in his glory. We would see him on that glorious resurrection morn, where the dead in Christ shall rise first. But in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. When we shall meet him, all dear children of God, dear saints in the Lord, all who love the Lord Jesus in sincerity and in truth, born again sinners, I say, to meet him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then shall your eyes with rapture view the glorious friend that died for you, that died to ransom, died to praise, the hymns of joy, and songs of praise. Amen.
I was just mentioned that there are ample refreshments for friends leaving, especially for those having a journey before them. Let us close with hymn 667. 667, June 764. Immortal powers, rest on Jesus' head. My God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction, and despair. Yeah.